this morning. Gabby, we got a special guest.
I'm so excited to talk to our next guest. Claudia McAdam joins us, and she has a book called E is for Eucharist, a Catholic ABC. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Gabby. Nice to speak with you.
It's so good to have you with us today. I love these because we had a bunch of Catholic ABC books, Catholic literature for our son whenever he was a baby. And I just loved it. And this is so important to introduce our faith to our children at a young, young age. I think it can make a big difference. So tell us what we can find in E is for Eucharist, a Catholic ABC.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words about that. I noticed that there were no currently available Catholic ABC books. Lots of Christian ABC books, but nothing specifically Catholic. And I agree with you. Our children are our future. And my goal in my writing, I've done about 24 books for kids and some for adults. My goal is to introduce especially young people to the faith so that they learn, they love, and they live their faith and they can share it. So E is for Eucharist. It goes through the alphabet, one line per item, in rhyming couplets, and every page has something kind of specific to Catholicism. Most of the pages do, and it shows real kids interacting with their faith. So that was my goal, was to introduce children to some specific terminology that's Catholic, and to give them a little bit of background on those items, because I have a free discussion and activities guide at my website that goes even further into what some of these things are, like vestments or tabernacle, that type of thing.
That's great. Yeah, I think that's so important. I think something as simple as the rosary teethers, we had one for our son, that is introducing the faith to our children at a young age. Yeah, that was one of the best gifts I think we've ever received. But this is so important. So we're introducing the Eucharist, which is our faith is surrounded by or surrounded to at a young age. So what is the age group?
You know, I would say this book really is a family book. Mm-hmm. Older children, you know, young elementary school age kids can read it themselves, but younger children benefit from having parents or grandparents or educators share the book with them. And the illustrations are so vibrant and so gorgeously rendered by Anna Maria Crum that I think everybody will really enjoy looking at them. Her style was so unique. She used art paper that she scanned into her computer and then cut shapes from them and layered the shapes onto each other. Cool. One of the illustrations has 600 layers of color, and it's so rich and so deep and beautiful. So I think really this is a family book, not specifically just preschool or early elementary, but something everybody can share together.
I agree.
Now, I'm thinking of summertime and the resources and different things parents are using to continue that education at home when the kids are at home for the summer. So tell us, you were talking about the free resources that we can find at your website with the book.
My website is www.claudiamcadam.com. On there, you can request a discussion and activities guide that I've put together that has all sorts of fun things, a maze and a crossword puzzle and complete the sentence and that type of thing, as well as additional information about, quote, Catholic things. And it's a 14-page guide that's available for free. All you have to do is go on my website and request it. Also at my website, there's a free downloadable coloring page of one of the illustrations in the book. So it gets kids an opportunity to make their own illustration for this book. And talking about using the book at home, also a good way to use the book is take it to Mass with you. Take it as one of the books that you bring your young children to keep them engaged during Mass, and let them look through the book and see what they see in the church that is replicated in the book. So it's a great learning tool.
That is such a good tool. That with David Dawson Jr. with the Marriage and Family Life, when he was with Marriage and Family Life in the Archdiocese, was telling us to bring Catholic literature to Mass for our children when they're young, because they don't quite understand what's going on. I think this is so important. So, Claudia, tell us one more time where we can pick up a copy of your book, E is for Eucharist, a Catholic ABC.
It's available at online retailers. It can be requested at any bookstore. And it's also available through my publisher, which is Tan Books, T-A-N, tanbooks.com.
Oh, wonderful. Claudia, thank you so much for joining us. And Alicia, you actually have the copy in front of you in our studio.
Beautiful. It is beautiful. As soon as we got it in the mail, I've already read it. as soon as I was a family.
I
got to
see what you know Q and Z and you know.
I had to find that out.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So you have to get a copy so you too can find out what those letters stand for.
And there's a cliffhanger. Yeah.
It is. That's right. That's right. But a beautiful book and a beautiful gift.
Thank you, Claudia.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Claudia.
Great to speak with all of you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Same to you.
I love that. Oh, gosh. This is so amazing.
It's precious. Yes, it is precious. Josie and I were just chatting during the break about visiting local Catholic bookstores. And as Claudia said, remember, if it's not on the shelf, they can order it for you. I know it's so easy to jump online and order things. But our local Catholic bookstores, there's a wealth of wonderful resources there. So stop in. And if they don't have it, like I said, they'll be able to order it for you. If not, you can visit Tan Books and order one for yourself.
Absolutely.
And get
the older children to read it to the younger ones.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
That is brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Are you going to put one of these in your classroom?
you know, I laugh for a second, but not really, because I teach middle schoolers, but yes. We have big buddies, little buddies.
Yeah.
And so this book could easily be taken with them to go read to the little buddies, and they would love it.
It's a great book. I love those beautiful children's books and beautiful illustrations, as she mentioned. So.